Yo, yo, what's up? We're back. Another episode, Relax and Take Note. Mike Pace, K-Dub, homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's up with you?
Going on with yourself today?
Man, hey, listen, man. Chilling, man. It's just, you know how it is this time of year, man. You know what I'm saying? The weather cooling off. It's just got that different smell, that real football smell in the air.
That little bite in the air.
State fairs and stuff around. Go get you some canned apples and things like that, man. You know, and it's basketball rolling back around, baseball playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's a wonderful time. You know what I mean? WNBA playoffs. Man, it's great. it's about to be with us something on every single night. You know what I mean? Once the NBA kick back in, full swing, man. So, man, it's wonderful, man. Wonderful. High school football, I've been enjoying that. You know what I mean? Pretty soon, high school basketball. So, man, I ain't complaining about it. Nothing. For real. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So, man. With that being said, the NBA, they had media days, training camps, all that started. Man, what's y'all outlook on things? What y'all excited about? What y'all, you know how I be confused about?
Man, I'm excited about just the league in general, man. Like, you know, like, the NBA, like I love football, you know what I'm saying? But the NBA, that's like my sport, you know what I'm saying? Basketball, that's like my sport, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm really just excited about the league in general, man. Like, I don't know if y'all want to get predictions yet or whatever, but like I'm looking at certain matchups, like take the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we was talking, I don't know if it was last night or the night before. He's talking about how loaded they are.
Mm-hmm.
So old. So I guess what I'm looking forward to is the Lakers and their health, for one.
Mm-hmm.
How are the Lakers going into the playoffs and once they get to the finals? You know what I'm saying? If they're mm-hmm. healthy enough to make it that far. I also want to see how much of a issue or a problem Kyrie is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't even mean to cut you off, Kevin. But
no, you good.
That's my thing, is him and that team, because I think they could maybe win it without him, but it's gonna be much harder than it probably should be if he with him there.
Right. Cause I think the biggest obstacle they're gonna have is the Lakers. I can't see all of them guys the Lakers got being healthy at the end of the year. I just don't see it. I don't know how it's going to be possible. And it's crazy. Not even really the old guys. The main guy is LeBron.
I mean, Kevin, he really is the main guy, though.
Arguably, but, well, I'll say this. He's the main guy, but LeBron is the most important guy. But the main guy, Anthony Davis, is the one I'm worried about even more than the old guy. You know what I'm saying? And another thing I want to see is how Golden State looks with Klay. Is Klay back for the beginning of the year?
I was reading some stuff, and it said January. I know he practicing. They said he looked good in practice, but you know how that could go, right? You remember I mean, any time you come from missing that much time, because think about last year, you know, KD will play and he'll be out. You know what I mean? Because you know how that body work. You mess something else up.
2 years, so.
Right. So, you know, that's the issue right now. Same with Dominic Blaylock with UGA. Yeah. He, the knee was fine, and then a doggone hamstring set him back. Right, so, you know, I'm thinking they probably don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
No, I agree.
Push him too much, and especially with as much as he run. Like, it's not so much that he gonna be exploding, dunking over people, but that cat, he run a lot, you know what I mean? So, I know I did see something about, I think it's out January or something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, so basically what I'm excited to see is just Clay returning.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I'm excited to see that. And yeah, just, you know, the young guys, of course, you know, Cade, Jalen Green, you know, Evan Mobley, just to see how, you know, how they adjust to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because some leagues is one thing. That beast of a season is something different.
Yeah, but I think Houston got two horses in that backcourt, though.
Only
is Kevin Porter Jr. going to stay on the floor, but with all his stuff he had going on.
Yeah. But I think having that, he had a lot of time to take care of that stuff, you know, last year. And I think, and see, that's why I'm happy about the growth. I mean, we all evolve as people, but the growth of just professional sports, understanding that, yeah, these guys are tough, but when they got something going on, they got something going on, and they need time to address it. And I'm not talking about, because I know, you know, some people use it as a question. So I ain't getting into that. You know, some people, but when some people got some stuff going on, I think it's the time they need. Give them the time and let them handle that, and then everything else will fall in line. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think they went about it the right way. And hopefully, you know, they, like you say, he can. Because I think that's – and then I think the other part with Houston that people not even – is Josh Christopher going, man, he going to be right there with him because, man, that dude, you want to talk about fearless,
super talented.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, I think they got three youngsters. You love to see that. But you want to see it managed the right way, right?
That's the big thing, Mike. It got to be managed the right way, especially with them being so young. That's probably the most important part right there.
Mm-hmm. Because we seen this movie before, bruh. KD, Russ, James Harden. Bruh, you want to talk about a dynasty that we don't ever know. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Man,
especially with what all three of them developed into,
right, and you think about, like Kevin always say, well, especially with them being back together, Harden and KD, they don't get the credit for their basketball IQ because they so good, but man, can you imagine had they stayed together, grown together, with this IQ they have and that talent?
Yeah, because you think about how young they were when they went to that finals.
The oldest one was like 21 or something, 22. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, I hope Houston, you know, like you said, that is important, though, Q, because, you know, we seen it. Man, we done seen this since we was young guys. Stephen KG. Stephon. Because, you know, the young guys, you know, Stephon and KG, Kobe and Shaq, right? We seen it, man. We just seen this movie before, man. And so you hope that, you know, that it'll be managed right. Because if so, man, I think they got a bright future. You know what I'm saying? Got a bright future, but – yeah, nah, Kevin, that's all of that, what you said. And Klay Thompson, for me, you know, I love Klay Thompson. Love Steph. I just want to see them get back right. The Laker thing, what you said, I want to talk about that. I think, man, if they stay healthy, you know, it ain't no question. You know what I mean?
Mike, you know what's going to determine that? You know who's back that's going to fall on?
Who that? That's Coach.
That's going to be all on Frank Vogel and how he handled the minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what it's going to be on. Because if he handled the minutes right, and it's got to be perfect. And it's not even, like Kevin said, it's not even so much the older guys. it's the main guy, AD.
Mm-hmm.
If you can handle him and get him relatively healthy into the playoffs without mm-hmm. any lingering hamstring or something like that that could just take him out completely,
mm-hmm.
then they're gonna be hard to beat. But like Kevin said, man, that's gonna be that NBA season rough, dude. To make it through all 82.
I just got a fear like Russ gonna be the last man standing on that team at the end of the year in the playoffs.
Well, you know,
I hope it don't end that way, but
I think. And see, I want to say LeBron, and the only thing that make me hesitant about that is just because he's older, you know what I mean? But the way he take care of himself probably has bought him so much time now, you know what I'm saying? Because he's so he gifted, and then he take care of it. But, yeah, man, I'm interested to see that team. I love Carmelo, so I would love to see him – you know, be successful, get a ring. As far as Brooklyn, man, with the Kyrie thing, I don't, man, you know, it's hard, you know, like we always say, we're not in their shoes or whatever, so it's hard to judge. But just from the outside looking in, it just seemed like you just want to know, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, and you know, however anybody feel about the vaccine, to get it or not to get it, I think people, you know, hey, my business, if somebody want to get it, that's good. If they don't, that's good. You know, I ain't, you know. But I just feel like, too, when you make a decision, you also have to accept what come with it. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you know, basketball, if it's the main thing, and I understand people got whatever reasons, You just gotta accept whatever come. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and my go-to with that is Muhammad Ali. Like, you know what I mean? People do a lot of talking about this or that, but Muhammad Ali was for real. You're like, no, I'm not. And they said, you can't box. All right. But see, that's like when you say, Kevin, you say all the time, I ain't got no problem with what you do, but you gotta know. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA is a business at the end of the day.
Right.
And it's no hard feelings, but you have to understand that. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I don't know. You know what I mean? I ain't in the locker room. I ain't no player, but I don't know. You know what I mean? That, but I do think, as far as what you were saying, Q, about them not being able to win without him, I think this year they're better equipped, right? So, yeah. You know, you got more depth than you had last year. You know what I mean? You got Patty Mills, who we all love. You got Paul Millsap. You got, you know, you brought Blake back. Got L.A. back. You know what I mean? So you have more depth. So, you know, and then as long as, you know, KD and James healthy, I think they'll be fine. Steve Nash got a year experience under his belt. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm excited about it all too, Kevin. The young guys, like you say, of course. Man, it came up on me quick. I was telling y'all, man, I'm just like, like I said, I was reading something about a guy missing training camp. I'm like, dang, he must be jacked up. Then I'm like, oh, October is Friday. I'm like, that's why they saying he going to miss training camp. And then, oh, well, it was last week. And then I was like, that's next Friday. And next thing you know, boom, media days and training camp open. So, man, it's gonna be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting, man. You know what I mean? Real quick, as far as the NBA, What y'all take on the whole Ben Simmons and Philly drama?
Go ahead, Q.
Man, so here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He already has $100+ million contract, right?
he
still owe, I think I heard the number, the other day. He still owed probably like $60 million on that, right?
No, he owed more than that. I think he has only gotten about that much, Q, to be honest.
So he his ploy now is to hold out. But I heard Perk say, and I heard not even just him, I heard a few people say that the only person that's gonna hurt is him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really do. I can't tell you how much I respect Rich Paul for the way he handled business, but I don't know if he's handling this the right way, if he's giving Simmons the right information, because he really doesn't have any leverage right now. I can see if in the playoffs he just went off and averaged a triple-double in seven games and they ended up losing that way, he would have all the leverage then.
Mm-hmm.
He has no leverage now because Philly holds his contract. They don't really want him, but they not finna just break the bank to get rid of him. So he's in a pickle right now. And Philly kind of is too, but they kind of they hold more to cost than he does right now. I think he's making a bad move. I understand where he's coming from, and his feelings might be hurt a little bit, but he got to figure out a better plan.
Yeah, I think what you said right there at the end, I think that's what it boils down to the most. His feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
His feelings hurt. They were talking crazy about him. His organization didn't stand up for him. He threw it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't even sit here and say that I would handle it different.
Man, you ain't lying, like, Jack.
Because the comment that Doc made, whether you get on there now and say, I didn't mean it like that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You said what you said, and I felt like he really believed he didn't know if he could win with Ben Simmons or not. So, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, in business, you got to take, as hard as it is, you got to take the emotions out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And go play ball. Like, you can – I don't know if he got the same leverage that James Harden had in Houston. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to get out of the, you know – you might want to try a different approach, because losing money ain't, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how much he value money. He may be to the point where money don't mean that much to him, because, you know, maybe he came from money. I know his dad played over there in Australia, whatever, but you know, I don't know what money mean to him, you know what I'm saying? For me, I wouldn't want to give it up.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's got a lot to do with it these days, too. Like, these dudes make so much money. Yeah, a lot of times money don't mean as much to them as we think.
I mean, it's not even a question for me, because you got to think about your feelings, and it's the NBA. It's a game that you love, but on top of all that, it's a business at the end of the day,
right?
So I just you just got to make business decisions, man. And the thing is if you believe in your talent the way you should, then go out there and prove it next season. Make them want you and then still leave. But right
but
now,
that's the issue, Q. He don't believe in his talent.
Yeah.
And well,
like
that...
he's saying he don't work and all of that. But Ben Simmons can shoot, bro. He work on that. He's scared. He got like this mental block. That's why he's not shooting the ball.
Well, and the issue, that contract just got negotiated.
Yep.
Right.
Ink ain't even drowned yet.
You know what I'm saying? So it's tough, man. Like, I don't disagree with anything you guys said, man. And the thing is, too, bruh, like, I'm with Kevin. Like, I'd be lying if I sit here and try to act like, oh, man, he needed it. I would have, man, please. I'd probably be, because think about it, man. Think about it, right? from the like the most simplistic like way you could think about it. Tell me this ain't hurt your feelings, dog, when you playing pickup and you shoot the ball and somebody say off.
Right.
Bro, that make you mad. Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like you guarding somebody and they say like, oh, get him the ball, mismatch. Or yeah, something yeah. like that. You know
or,
what I'm saying?
Or,
like,
or if you dribbling or something, be like, oh, take that from him.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the most, like, simplistic I could get it as far as, you know, So I can only imagine, bro. I am a all-star. I was rookie of the year. Wasn't he the first overall pick?
Yeah.
Wasn't he first overall? Yeah.
Yeah, he's first overall.
And my head coach said that. Then my running mate called me out. Bro, listen, man.
Did you see what MB said today?
Yeah, I'm finna say. I think he said something today too. I think he feel a little some kind of way about it too, though.
Yeah, his exact words were, "We've always built around Ben. We got rid of Jimmy Butler, which I disagreed with, but we've always made sure that he had the ball in his hands." And that's coming from MB, the best player on the team.
So now what you're doing is just taking his head and pushing it deeper in the wall. Like, and then at what point does the organization say, "Hey, listen here, Joel MB, you shut up"? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, my mom would be like, "Both of y'all sit down." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like,
the worst thing that could have happened for this situation is these media days.
Oh, yep. My gosh. You hit the nail on the head. You like, and it's so messed up. Like, okay, I get it. We supposed to be macho men and they pros and this. Bruh, there's a man first. You know what I'm saying? And so, and he a human, bro. Like, people can say, "Oh, he got to have thick skin." Man, shut up. I'm with Kevin. I ain't finna see him in front. Like, I'll be like,
I know me.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'll be so. And then listen, dog. I'm saying, playing pickup where it's only us. They aired this man out to everybody.
On national TV.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I do get it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, Q, he does have to, you know, wipe the feelings out and do this and do that. But it's like, bro, Philly, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, they're not helping as an organization. They're not helping this situation at all. Right. They're not helping at all. It's like they send back popcorn watching this stuff. Yo,
that's what I'm saying. I think that might be what Ben got an issue with, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, because like you said, you know, nobody came to his defense.
Nobody.
I my organization, and nobody came to my defense.
Bruh, like we've seen situations in basketball and football, whatever. You know what I mean? You know, that was one of the issues with the whole T.O. and McNabb situation and things like that, you know. I don't know, man. It's just that situation. Ugly, bro. Ugly, ugly, ugly. I hate it for both sides. And then, Kevin, you made a good point, because I know one thing, both sides, like you say, man, I wouldn't want to mess up that much money. That's a lot of money when you start talking about, you know what I mean? So like you say, maybe it's, you know, he don't value it as much or whatever, but that situation bad, bro. I hate it for him. I hate it for them. I hope they can
Cause now, like, what do you do? Like, mm-hmm. from his standpoint, right? You already done made this stance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How do, like, now, if you change your mind and you come back, how you face your teammates now? You
know what I'm saying? It's everything awkward.
And then from an organizational standpoint, like, how do you even ask this man to come back and y'all really defend him at all when all of this stuff was going on? Y'all sat back and stayed quiet. You didn't, you know, you didn't address the issue when it came up about can you win with him or anything like that. You know, y'all just let this stuff build.
And they keep trying to paint him as the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I seen something the other day. Like you said, they just keep throwing gas on the fire. Something the other day, they was like, "We tried to meet with him." And bro, would y'all quit talking about this man?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm by no means am I on Ben's side in this situation. I Ben needs to shoot the ball. Like, I don't see how you're an NBA player and you 6'10", you an all-star, you first team all defense, like you a bona fide baller.
And you unguardable if you shoot the ball.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I'm not really just on his side in this situation. I'm just saying, like, both sides, they handled this all wrong.
Man, it's messy, man. I hate it, man.
I don't know if y'all said this, but Ben Simmons really should be a supercharged Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Bro, for real. Like, yeah. He's so good. And I'm going to say this. He more naturally basketball talented than Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giannis is all work.
Giannis physically gifted, and then, like you say, Kevin, the work on the basketball part, but, man, I hate it so bad, bro. I hate this right here because this is ugly, bro.
Yeah. Hey, before we get off of this NBA subject and move on to football, I asked y'all a question today about basically like transcending talents, right? So, you know, the NBA started with, you can even go back like to the beginning. It always had that one guy that carried the torch. Like, you can go back to like George Michael. Mm-hmm. You can go to, you know, Wilt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kareem, Dr. J, Magic and Bird, you know, you get it. MJ, Kobe, LeBron, KD. So it's always that one guy that's just like that legend in that era.
Mm-hmm.
After KD, I don't know if I see a legend, like a generational talent right now that can carry that torch. And the reason I asked y'all that and I thought about it is because I remember when Jordan was getting ready to retire. Like, I was kind of scared. Like, what is the NBA going to do without Michael Jordan?
I swear.
You know what I'm saying? So, Kobe kind of took the reins on that. And then LeBron took the reins after that. And you know what I'm saying? We can depend on KD to take it, you know, after LeBron, I feel like.
Right.
But
So, I know I probably told you this story before, but, yeah, I was, of course, the same way with Jordan, and it was so crazy. I remember me and my boy Derek and Monk, you know what I mean? We sitting there, and this was so crazy. Like, we were such huge Jordan fans. Like, you know, I never had an NBA team. I just liked Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we literally sat down, was like, all right, like, who you with now? Like, for real, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we said to each other.
Right.
And I remember I was like, yo, I was like, man, I'm rolling with Cole. You know what I mean? And I forgot, I know one of them said Penny. And I can't remember what, but I mean, you know, valuable options. You know what I mean? Because we know what Penny was at that time, you know what I'm saying, before he hurt his knee and stuff. So, you know, Cole was still young, but he had just kind of started turning the corner a little bit, you know, and I was like, I'm rolling with Cole, man. I think, you know, one of them might have said Shaq. I can't remember. But so I know exactly what you're saying, you know what I mean? And then, of course, you ain't really have to worry about it from Kobe to LeBron. It was a no-brainer, you know what I mean? And plus you had shortly after LeBron, you had KD, right? So you had – it was like, you know, and then you had some guys that was on the arc. Brandon Roy, I don't know how good he was going to be, but, you know, I was one of my favorite –
He was heading that direction.
Yeah, he was definitely one of my favorite basketball players. And so if you just look at what he did in that short period of time, you would think, yeah, he was, like you said, he had in that direction. So, you know, and you know, for me, I think Giannis could do that.
Giannis,
I think
to
he
me,
could.
Though, Giannis, to me, though, Mike, is more like a Tim Duncan type player. You know what I mean? Hall of Famer, but don't really carry the cachet that the K, LeBron, Kobe, Jordan, carry. So you see the difference. So
that's a great point. Yeah,
not saying he's not a great player, but like Kevin was saying, on even a different level from Tim Duncan.
I got it. Because that's a great point because you might it's some guys that might not even be as good as another guy, but their aura is just it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know how big that is in the NBA, how much weight that can
have. Absolutely.
Especially with the fans.
Yeah, because if you think about it, you know, KG and Tim Duncan.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the point I was about to bring up.
Yeah, you know, KG and Tim Duncan. You know, it's yeah. That was a great point. That's a great analogy. So, great point. I feel you on that.
I think because Giannis is, because Steph in his 30s now, so he don't have much longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He already overlapped with KD.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You got. I think the only thing that's going to even come close to that is Giannis right now, Kevin, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all this. Does that guy have to be there, or can it be just a group of?
Oh, it's a group of them that
can handle.
Yeah, I think Luka and Book and Jason Tatum. Yeah, nah, man. I think it's a you know, Jamal Murray.
But see, I think it's because that's what I'm used to, right? So we grew up in the end of the, well, not the end, around the Magic Bird era, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that was the end because they was older then.
They was had it out. Like
once he really became fans of New High.
Once we knew basketball. We were looking at, yeah, yeah, I got you.
Then
you had the MJ era. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know, now you got it with sprinkle a little bit of Shaq in there too.
I was thinking about that. Cause let's just say you had no Mike, and that this kind of to Q's point. If we look at that time, was anybody? After Mike, was anybody better than Hakeem Olajuwon?
No.
From a strictly baller type, no.
But he didn't have the cachet. He didn't have the cachet. Because now, bruh, we now, hey.
But like Penny did.
So that's when you had the little Penny. You had this everywhere. Man, yeah.
Right.
But you summed it up perfect for me though. Yeah, yeah, nah, yeah. I'm with you.
That's why I agree with that point. But like I felt like even if Jordan like didn't come back the second time, you still had Shaq, you still had Penny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And then Iverson came.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
95. Kobe coming in the following year. You know what I'm saying?
No, they came together.
That's right.
That was KG 95.
KG 95, AI and Kobe in 96. Yeah, you're right.
Steph and all them boys, mm-hmm. 96. So yeah. And then you had T-Mac come. Yeah, so you know, you had T-Mac come after them. Wow. That was a good one. You know, and then Q, I just like how you put that, because that put it in perspective. Really, really put it in perspective.
But see, hold on. Like, let me say this real quick. Like, I'm not, when I say that, I mean, I know y'all know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. but I'm saying like certain, like just being good is not enough. Like, I'm talking about a legend. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
That first ballot Hall of Famer that can just carry the torch.
Like, that no doubter.
They could possibly be the logo. Like all them guys I named could possibly be the logo.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to give you, an example in a different sport, right?
Right.
I remember, it might have been the last part we did when we was talking about quarterbacks. And I was talking about the Dallas Cowboys, right? So mm-hmm. since Aikman, who was that big? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like Dan Marino. Since Dan Marino, I know you ain't found one in Miami. You know what I mean? Yeah, now, as far as overall in the NFL, yeah, you've had great quarterbacks, you know. But that, so, you know, in reference to like, because the NFL a little different, it's quarterback that's those the guys. And so I get exactly what now it's been good quarterbacks, you know, sprinkle good. You know, right. You had Romo was did good. You know, Dak, he's still, you know, painting on the canvas. But Aikman, you know what I'm saying? And like Denver hadn't had anyone, you know, minus I don't really count Peyton because he came there, did what he did and left. I'm talking somebody coming there.
Nah, I know what you mean.
You know,
like, who's the best quarterback in Denver since Elway? Jake Plummer?
Ryan right. Tebow?
Huh? Well, nah, my man, the wide receiver that had to play last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I told y'all I was listening to Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram podcast.
Right.
The trust level, Cam Jordan said when he sacked, he felt bad. He's like, I never felt bad for a quarterback before.
Right.
He's like, most of the time, I'm talking trash. Like, yeah, I'll be back. He's like, I felt bad for this dude.
Bro, that was terrible. That was terrible. So, nah, that's, I feel you. But both of y'all made great points. Like I said, Q, you put it all the way in perspective because, you know, it's like sometimes. Cause think about when we was kids. Kevin, you said this one time. You was like, man, I forgot who you was talking about. You was like, we blew him up to be better than he was because of the flashy things that he did. You know what I'm saying? So you think about, like, was Jim McMahon really that good?
No.
Right?
That defense was that good.
It was Jim, like you said, Jim McMahon had all that flair. He used to wear the black.
Yeah.
And that's where that came from.
Yeah. So, you know, we could probably think of a lot of guys.
Oh, like people probably going to kill me for this, but I put Steve Francis in that category. I love Steve Francis to death.
Me too. But I think that's who you was talking about.
I agree 100%.
Steve Francis was never what people made him out to be in the NBA.
Nah, like he wasn't Baron Davis.
No, he wasn't.
You know what I mean?
Good. Now, don't get mad. I'm not no way.
No, yeah.
It was not good, but Steve Francis was not what people made him out to be.
But yeah, nah, because it's guys that entertained and you like just love to watch them.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part, Mike, because another thing that goes with that is. The guys that we named, the Jordans, the Kobes, the LeBrons, the Magics, and the Birds, they were able to draw in fans that probably normally wouldn't even take a look at basketball.
Right. Because I'm going to tell y'all, and there's no, you know what I mean, slight to this man. But, bruh, what could Lester Earl do? But he was an All-American, and I remember he jumped over the ball racks, and I'm like, yo, that dude a beast. What? And he came out in 96 with Tim Thomas and called them. So
it's a lot of dudes like that.
Yeah. You know, when you start, like, what was my man Duncan from the free throw line with two hands? James White.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Yeah.
You can say that about Harold Miner. I think Harold Miner was a night. Harold Miner was actually a good ball player. But
I don't know what happened to him because he could play basketball.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to Baby Joy. And I don't know why.
The Jordan Killer. Is that what they call him?
Nah, it was Baby Joy.
Baby Joy.
I think he was too small to play the type of game that he played. Because he didn't really play like a – he wasn't really like a – he played almost like a forward. You know what I'm saying?
I know he used to be killing that SC.
Guard, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but – Is that that's a great question, man. Because I think, like you said, collectively, the stars might. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just something. Like I said, I was thinking about it because I always mess with Mike about how much he loves sports and how much he protects athletes, but it kind of scares me that I don't see that guy. In the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Like, probably for no reason, you know what I'm saying? Because they probably don't even need it, you know what I mean? Because we're going to watch the NBA regardless, even if it's just a bunch of all-stars out there, you know what I'm saying? No superstars and no legend-type players even on the court. But it just kind of like it kind of worries me when I don't see that guy that can just like carry the torch like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you completely because we are used to seeing that legend and 10 or 11 more though.
Yeah, and he never know it. He may be in high school right now. You know, he may be in ninth grade right now.
Yeah, because
he is senior. He that guy that just committed to Alabama about an hour
ago. or he may already be there, but Jimmy Davis.
Or listen, you know, think about Dwayne Wade.
Nobody right about that, Mike.
Nobody would have thought Dwayne Wade was that. But see, that's kind of like the quarterbacks in the NFL. Most of them don't be the ones that tear it up in college.
Yeah, because like take Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I know y'all hate Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers had to go to JUCO because he had an offer coming out of high school.
Right. No, but Aaron Rodgers is great. Right. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it is what it is. He's great. You know what I'm saying? Man, you look at, you know, so maybe we just, you like you say, hey, because really, besides LeBron and KD, nobody saw Michael Jordan as this big deal coming out of high school.
Nope.
They thought he could hoop. You know, but you know, and then he was in college, he was, you know. And Kobe was such Kobe was a wild card. Like he averaged 7 a game or something like that. Like, so yeah.
Funny you bring that up about MJ. So I was watching, I'm pretty sure y'all saw it too. I was watching Mark Jackson on
Club Shay Shay. Yeah.
He was talking about, you know, them playing, you know, North Carolina or whatever when he was at St. John. And Shannon Sharp asked him, did you see it back then? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, nah, I didn't see him growing up to be what he became. You know, he was good, but I didn't see him growing up to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw him say that, and then when he talked about in the NBA, did he see it? And he was like, oh, yeah, now you knew it then, you know, once they started, you know. But, you know, that's – so we never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You know, you just never know. I mean, who saw T.O. as far as, you know, and who saw – you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of them. But, so, yeah, nah, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
People peak at different times. A lot of them peak in high school.
You know, that's always my point right there, Q. Like, when we see guys like – They 5 stars coming out of high school and they just never pan out. They never make it. Well, they peaked in the 11th, 12th grade.
Yep.
Or you can have a Dwayne Wade who
don't peak until they're in their third year in the NBA.
Right. until he 21 years old. That's when he peaked. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I'm going to tell y'all real quick about that and then we could go, you know, talk about the games, the football. But, so I watched Edgerrin James. It was like a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about his son, and he was like, "Yeah, nah, I don't even send my son to camps and all that." Blah, blah, blah. And they was like, "Well, why?" He was like, "Because I feel like it's a waste of time." And he was like, "Because I feel like how many reps are you gonna really get at a camp? So what are you rating him off of?" Right, so I'm like, okay, you know what I mean. Especially, do you think about in football, if you got how many, you know, X number of guys at a camp, how many really reps are you gonna get? If you bomb 2 of them, are you bad? 2, are you that good? You get what I'm saying? So he was saying, you know, versus going doing that. That could just be another day of working. So he said, what do the rankings really mean, right? And he was saying that, you know, at the end of the day, he said that too. Like, guys, some guys peak, some guys, you know, peak later. But he was saying the reason that he doesn't like the rankings is, and this was a really good point, He said, because now when you tell a kid he whatever, now the only place he can go is down.
Right.
And he was like, to no fault of the kid, it's just once the eyes on him, people start looking for you to mess up.
Right.
So now when they say, oh, you the number one, whatever. And it's like the only, they can't go up. And I'm like, man, I never heard it or thought about it from that aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, where can you go? So he was like, now, what if that's as good as they're going to get? Now, that's when you get the people harping on him. Oh, he this, like you just said, Kevin, he didn't pan out. He didn't this. Well, he never put that tag on himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and like, you know, he was saying he get it, but it just, it's a slippery slope, which I agree. You know what I mean? It is a slippery slope. It really is. Cause we can probably go around the NFL and be like, he wasn't, you know, supposed to be this or supposed to be that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, but yeah. Well, speaking of football, you know, got some big ones this weekend. SEC action is, woo! Yeah, it's some good ones in the SEC, man. No offense to anybody out there that's not SEC homers as us, but we are, so oh well. So, guys, what is up? We got the number one team, the Tide.
Roll Tide.
Okay. Taking on Ole Miss.
Hey, Mike, won't you ask the Ole Miss fan first?
who are you referring to, Cooper?
I'm talking about you, Kevin.
To my Kane Kiffin over there.
Nah, you know what? For real, what I'm thinking, and I'm just nervous because I feel like this game could go a few different ways. But the main thing is if you hit Bama early, especially on defense, then you're gonna kind of get them off kilter, and they got to try to catch up. This is not the same Bama offense from last year, but this Ole Miss offense may be better than they were last year. Defense, I don't think they're any better. But the way that game went last year, that's what my apprehension is about this game. But another thing, if you remember last season, Matt Corral had two games where he threw a total of 11 picks over two games. He hasn't had that type of game yet. So if you could turn him over one or two times, then it can get ugly in our favor. So what I'm looking for early is how easy Ole Miss is able to score versus how easy it is for Bama to score. So if it's anything like last year, I don't think it will be that high scoring because that was just crazy. But
that was wild.
My prediction right now, the way I'm feeling, is Bama 45, Ole Miss 30. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Well, you just said you ain't think it's going to be that high score. That's a lot of points, Q.
Yeah, but think about it. It was what? 60, it was 63 to 49 last year.
Bro, they had a basketball game last year. They was the that Denver Nuggets Pistons game out there last year. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, nah. Kevin, what you doing, man? Hey.
Nah, I'm letting Quinn finish, man. You know, I don't want to interrupt him. He talking about Bama. Might get violent if you interrupt
me. You know, I get emotional about it, Kevin, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm realistic when it comes to
this. Well, claim it, Bama fan, but just aching for basketball season. So. can't wait to see JD.
Quinn expect me to be like him and just throw Elijah out the window and just be all Bama. I look at everything through these crimson lens.
Well, she's supposed to do, Kev.
I'm not gonna do that, bro. I'm real about it.
Y'all, you gotta be analytical and stuff, man. Like, you a fan?
So look, Bama is Bama. So they dictate everything in this game. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna go. Now, are you gonna have Slay Bowden out here returning punts, dropping touchdowns? You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have Brian Robinson out here getting 7 yards when he should be getting 30 and 40 on certain runs.
Well, you gotta relax.
No, Mike, I agree with him on that.
No, like literally, like they have no game changer. Like Mike, you said earlier, you said B Rob ain't that bad. And no, he's not, but that's the issue. When you're dealing with a running back who ain't that bad.
That ain't the Bama standard, Mike. You know
that's
that.
What I'm saying. This is a team that leans on their running back. You know, this is a team, this is a school that is used to Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, Najee Harris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lacey, you know,
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah. I just don't feel like if you got them guys out there playing a crucial role, that they can win like they supposed to win. They may squeak it out just because they just that talented. But I feel like in order for them to win, Jaleel Billingsley and Cameron Latu have to be a big part of this offense.
Yeah, Mike. Kevin said, you got to keep them athletes out there, and Brian Robinson and Quicksand Slade.
Yeah.
You got the athletes to be playing in this game.
Jameson Williams, he's the only one I'm not worried about. He gonna do him. He gonna be a burner. I don't know how in the world Ohio State let that boy get away. I mean, I know they got some monsters over there.
They misuse. They bad. We'll take him.
Well, I mean, he played last year, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know how they let him get away. But at the end of the day, I say, Bama 42, Ole Miss 31. 42-31
Bama. Kev, you know how they let him get away from Ohio State.
What you mean?
He saw old Rancho coming.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can't blame him for that.
So, what you think, Mike?
So okay. This is what I think. I think y'all need to relax.
Mike, y'all always say that.
Yeah. Y'all gotta relax. No, seriously, man. Listen.
No, we can't relax. I'm telling you, if they don't make them changes that I just said, at the end of the year, it's gonna be two losses in that call.
I agree with him on that, Mike. Look, Slade,
now listen. Now the Slade Bowden. Now he has been. I agree with that.
So far, say it.
Yeah, he has. You know,
I just spoke on the offense. I ain't even speak on the defense, who can't stop nobody from running the football.
See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all gotta relax. What do you mean, nobody, brother? Florida ran on them. That's it,
Mike. I'm telling you, bro. Like that, you can go back and watch the Mercer game. I'm telling you. It was runs in that game where I'm like, what are y'all doing?
But listen, this is what I'm saying, bro. So they lost my man.
Chris Allen.
Right. That hurt.
That hurt big time. Because now Will Anderson got to do everything on his, by himself.
And that's part of my reason.
I will admit, like I said to y'all before earlier, I do. I've never seen Bama run a game look like this. I'm giving y'all that. But at the end of the day, bro, you still got a good offensive line. You still got Bryce Young back there. You got Jameson. You got Billingsley. You got Womp 2. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got John Metchie.
Just made all the points I made.
Yeah. So the people you have to keep on this field on offense this whole game, as many times as you can, is you got to have Jason McClellan in the backfield. Mm-hmm. You have to have Jameson on one side, Metchie on the other side, with JoJo Earl at slot if you need him. But if not, then you put Latu and Billingsley out there together to become matchup nightmares and just keep that same lineup on the field all night.
Right.
don't make this hard.
So defensively, your biggest worry is what? The stopping the run or the back end of the defense?
The fact that people forget that Lane Kiffin love to run the football.
Exactly. That you said it, Mike. It's running the ball, because that's the way he set everything up, is running the ball. And Ole Miss, they got some dogs at running back.
And that's the thing people forget about Lane. Like, people think Lane just out there airing that thing out. Nah, he'll run that thing down.
Look how many times he ran Derrick Henry in 2015.
Lane Kiffin ain't never been a dumb guy. You know what I'm saying? He just did some silly stuff. See, in football, he knows that well, right? So I'm saying, so you worried about stopping the run.
Right.
And they do have, you know, what's the one kid from Mississippi, Jerry Ealy?
Yeah.
Ealy is a bad boy. So, and Matt Corral, y'all know how I feel about him. I told y'all that I thought at the beginning of the year, if they win enough, he would win the Heisman Trophy. So, listen, man, I just don't think they can stop Alabama. I just don't. So
you know what, Mike? You might be right, because look at who they play. You can't really get a good gauge off them because of who they played so far. They ain't really play nobody.
They play Louisville, App State, and Tulane. And I know everybody said, "Well, Oklahoma, Tulane, almost okay." But Oklahoma and Alabama. I'm telling y'all, man. I just think y'all gotta relax. I understand, you know what I mean. I get it, because y'all used to a certain level and all of that. I get all that. Well, yeah, hey, this what y'all got this year, so stop being spoiled. And y'all got to come back down to earth with the rest of the college football fans.
That Georgia fan coming out.
Yeah, he just. Nah, he hoping Georgia won that national championship this year.
Hey, listen,
he know this their best opportunity.
I hope they win it every year. But I'm just saying, what I see, they still Bama, bro. They bro, watch. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised. What's the line? They said 14.5. I think it was 14.5.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, man, they gonna beat these boys bad.
I don't see it.
Now, I said that about Florida, and they made me look bad.
Mike, you said that about every team Bama plays at the butt.
Man, listen, man, when you got the greatest coach of all time over on that sideline, it is what it is, bro. So right now, like, he probably got them doing film right now. He still ain't let them go back to the room. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, man. Listen, man.
I'm just glad game they picked the Georgia Arkansas game.
Well, this is a CBS game, so you know. But I mean, hey, either way, man. I'm telling y'all, it's fine. That Bama ain't got nothing to worry about.
Does Georgia have something to worry about?
Now, they do. They got a lot to worry about.
You think so, Mike? Come on now, Mike.
So, see, now here y'all go.
Yeah, we finna flip this on you now.
Come on now,
Mike. So this is what I'm going to tell y'all they got to worry about. They got to worry about KJ Jefferson and my man.
Taylor Burks.
Right.
Both of them dinged up.
Oh, hey, man, listen, man. You know them boys going to play. They got to worry about what's my man out the backfield? They got a lot to worry about. You know what I'm saying? And also, Arkansas got a good front too.
Mike, you got to calm down now.
I agree, Q, because I don't think Arkansas got enough on the outside. They got Burke, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think they have enough playmaking on the outside to make Georgia pay. Like, I just don't see that. Like, Georgia's better in the trenches on both sides of the ball, I believe.
Yep.
I believe that too.
And defense travels even though they're playing at home.
Now, I'm not worried about them so much as far as running. It's going to be tough to run. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough to run the football on these guys. Because Jordan Davis is – he pissed off. They had him number 80-something player, best college football. That's a lie. Come on, man. That was bull jive. 83, I think they had him. Come on now. Cut it out. Yeah. Cut it out.
Arkansas ain't going to be able to put no points on the board, Mike.
Hey, man, listen. You can't take these – you can't underestimate these boys. They're flying high.
Now, I tell you this, Mike. They better buckle their chin strap, though, because one thing that Arkansas has done since Sam Pittman got is they're going to put that helmet on you.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely, and they're going to run the ball. Well, they're going to attempt to run the ball. I'm confident in that in them as far as stopping that run, man. That defense is hey, I don't know. They looking really, 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 really good. You know what I mean?
Especially with Smith coming back.
Yeah, man. It's you know. So I just think that, you know, they're gonna put up a good fight.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think they will too, because they're a well coached team. So you ain't gonna let them get like embarrassed,
right?
I still see it being like a 14-17 point game.
Do you really?
Yeah, I see it somewhere like 38-20, something like that.
If they turn the ball over, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, I see Georgia pulling away in the second half. I see, like, you know, Arkansas coming out with a lot of energy early. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it close. But at the end of the day, I just don't think they're going to be able to stay with Georgia long enough. And like you said, it's going to be like a 2-3 score game. You know what I'm saying? Like a 17-20-point game.
Well, hey. I hope y'all right by my game.
Yeah, it's just gonna be too much pressure from Georgia with all them athletes out there. Like, you can only hold that off. You can only be overmatched for so long to hold them off. Yeah. When it's that big of a difference, I just don't see it. You need to be closer in talent to beat a team like that.
Yo, and they're not even close right now.
Nah. They got a good system, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They just don't.
Okay.
They got a good system and players that done bought into the system.
Yeah, the talent pool is just too different.
Exactly.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, that they got now, like, oh, that's targeted. They got guys. Yeah, that defense, man. They got a lot of guys.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a lot of guys. You know what I mean? So. We'll see, man.
12 running back that they're going to keep running out,
though. Hey, I ain't lying. They got a lot on Jack, you know. But nah, you know, so.
They got baby Jeremy Shockey out there, tight end.
Oh, man, I love Brock. Brock, I had already, you know, I've been checking him out, but I didn't suspect he would be doing all this early, because I thought Darnell was going
to
be playing.
Exactly. So. You didn't expect him to get any playing time because who's in front of him.
Right. And then Darnell and Fitzpatrick got hurt. But, man, he doing what he do. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I'm excited. And then I was tripping on the time a little bit. But at the same time, hey, man, I'd rather see him play earlier than late to get the angst out.
Hey, it worked for me.
ESPN tripping on that time, too.
Yeah. They probably wish they'd have made it later, but it get the angst out of me, man. I just go ahead and watch it, you know what I mean, and then roll into Bama and Ole Miss and stuff like that. But check this out. A couple of things for y'all. Cincinnati, Notre Dame. Is it Is it worth the hype? Will it live up to the hype? And who wins?
Whoever wins this game got a free shot pass to the playoffs. Because I can't see anybody else. This is the last tough game on either one of their schedules.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's worth the hype.
I don't think it is either, because it's two fringe, probably top 20 teams, even though they're ranked in the top 10 right now, mm-hmm. top 12, 15. But I mean, I love Cincinnati because, you know, but it's just, I mean, it's a group of five team. I mean, it is what it is. So, right. Notre Dame is the same Notre Dame that they've been since what, the mid 90s?
Yeah,
they're living off their name still.
Yeah, it's just hype. Like, I like from what I've seen, I like the Cincinnati team more than I like the Notre Dame team. But yeah. I like the two friends, top 20 teams. It's not. Yeah. I don't think it's really worth hyping up.
Cause Notre Dame been squeaking them out,
mm-hmm.
and I know Cone got hurt. I don't know how bad it was or whatever.
Yeah.
Might be coming back, but okay, you know, I just wanted to ask because I saw that on the thing.
If it was,
and I like old boy, Kyron Williams, but he ain't really been.
Damn, like, give a ball enough.
I thought mm-hmm. he would. Yeah, that's true too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they kind of been, you know what I mean, in some situations.
Yo, they've been playing from behind a lot so far this season.
Yeah, so you know that playing to that. Okay. Feel
like
yeah.
this, Mike. If it was another team other than Notre Dame, Alabama, or somebody like that, if it was like a Wisconsin or somebody that was ranked in the top 12, then it would be nowhere near the hype that's around this game right now. Even if both teams were still undefeated.
Yeah. I got you. So, million-dollar question. Oklahoma, bro. Just Oklahoma. What you know what I'm saying?
They are what they've been for the last few years without Kyler Murray, Baker, and Jalen. And Spencer Rattler is not as good as any of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a missing piece.
Yeah, that's it. Because the quarterback been carrying them for a long time. Quarterbacks, running backs, and receivers, and they just don't have the quarterback right now.
They offensive line trash too.
Yeah,
and that's shocking because they normally always have good O lines. Right. They send O linemen to the league every year.
Yeah, I think Rattler just a little overrated. Like I don't
a little.
They got him as the number one.
That ain't gonna last.
You overall draft pick.
Would you take Rattler or Stroud?
I'd probably take Rancho. Stroud.
Yeah, I
ain't no problem with food, I would.
Yeah, I would too. Q.
Even though Stroud, he make like mistakes. He miss a lot of throws where you just be like, he just ain't it.
Yeah.
He'll come back and still make big plays though. You know what I'm saying?
I think if you put Stroud with a cat like Lincoln Riley or like Dan Mullen, one of them QB guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like that, or like, you know, like on a pro level, like Andy Reid or somebody like that, like you put him with one of those people like that, you know what I'm saying?
And on top of that,
Bruce Arians or somebody. Yeah, I would go Stroud. But that's you answered that for me though. Both when y'all said that the quarterback been carrying them. That's true. That's very true. All right, two more things and then Clemson.
They're done, dude. I don't even think they're going to ACC.
They done for the year, or is this the end of the dynasty?
I think it's probably the end of a dynasty, Kevin. Because think about it like this, Kevin. If you look at it, the only thing that's changed on that team is they don't have a transcendent quarterback. Deshaun Watson was a one-of-a-kind quarterback. Trevor Lawrence was almost won a time quarterback. They don't have that. That's what carried those teams to those two national championships.
Right.
Hold on. Pause real quick, Q. He won almost one of a kind in college. He was all of a kind. I mean, one of a kind in college.
Right.
I ain't saying what he is or going to be or what he ain't going to be in the pros. And I hate how they doing these rookies right now. They need to relax. But in college, yeah.
Think about it like this, Kevin. This is the same team that he was a quarterback of last year. And look what how he made them look.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact
team. I agree.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? But what I told y'all, too, at the beginning, they was going to miss ETN more than people was making out to be, bro. I'm telling y'all, that dude, man, I was so excited to get to see him play. You know what I'm saying? Man, I hope he come back and everything fine, get that injury healed. But, yeah, man, they missing. And, of course, Lawrence, no doubt. So I guess what you're saying, Q, is kind of the same point y'all made with Oklahoma is the quarterback been making the team, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Because Dabo, I don't think Dabo is the coach that everybody make him out to be. You know what I mean? I think he's been carried by two transcendent quarterbacks. That's what I really think.
I mean, because, and you know what? Because what's the one thing everybody always say Bama don't produce?
Quarterback.
But look how many championships they got. And I can agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's just Bama QBs running around the league tearing it up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of Bama players in the league, and it's a lot of championships to back up them being good. So, yeah, Q, you make a great point because, you know, when you think about it from that aspect, the one position that they said, well, Bama don't ever put no QBs in the league. But if you look, it's tons of running backs, tons of linemen, tons of receivers, tons of linebackers, tons of DBs. So – And you can look it back at some of those University of Miami teams.
Yep.
It was the same thing. You know, they might not have had just the quarterbacks going up, but when you looked at that run, when that one defense, oh my gosh, I think everybody from that defense went to the NFL.
All start 11 and half of the bench.
Bro, they had backup running backs and tight ends go to the league, I'm saying. And, like, wasn't just in the league. Like, they was productive players in the league. So, nah, that's you said something, though, Q, for real, though. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like y'all said about Oklahoma, this could be this, you know, because when you talk about the coach, I just say, you know, Nick Saban, you know, he didn't have even Matt Stafford at UGA. You know what I mean? You think about all the quarterbacks that Saban had up until the last three. None of them won the level of like a Matthew Stafford.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? The best one probably was A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, he was the best one because if you think about it, the only quarterback that stayed more than a season or started more than a season after A.J. McCarron, it wasn't until, Tua started two and a half seasons. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. And Tua started 2.5 seasons, and Hurts started 2.5 seasons, but
mm-hmm.
And we back to it again. Mac was one season.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have Bryce for two seasons. So you just really on great teams like that, you don't really get that quarterback.
Don't leave out Blake Sims now.
I said Blake Sims.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Christ, Kev.
Blake from Lula now.
Jesus Christ.
Forget about Blake. People love to leave Blake out.
Yeah, Blake should have won it. That was Lane Kiffin fall to him, Maddie McGee.
It was.
See? So that's another reason they're going to win. No, I'm just kidding. All right, now the last one, man. Auburn, LSU.
The Dust Bowl.
No, you want to know the Dust Bowl Bruh. Vanderbilt playing UConn.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Bruh. They should
be playing that game on Friday.
Yeah. They should be playing that game right now.
Yeah. Not even that. He's played it like earlier at 12 o'clock. Like, no, dog. Like,
they need to serve them breakfast at 7 and come right out to the field and get it over with.
Yeah. A referee scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? But, so LSU Auburn, we saw last week TJ Finley came in the game and saved Auburn against the mighty Georgia State. And
did he save him though?
Oh, well, the referee helped him out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they won, right? So they, and LSU, they played Mississippi State last week.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nothing to write home about. So two programs who normally in the top 10, not just the top 25, just don't look like themselves. What y'all think about Finley? Should he be the starter going forward? LSU, just, I don't know what's going on.
Don't nobody know what's going on, neither one of them.
Exactly.
All right.
Relevant right now. Start TJ Finley. Why not?
Yeah.
What you got?
True.
LSU got the best. Don't have the best player on the field though, for both teams though.
You haven't seen what Bo Nick got anyway these last few years. He ain't gonna get you nothing.
Yeah, at this point, I'm with you, dog. Like if you ain't really, you know what I mean, and that's nothing, you know, because you know they doing the best they got. I ain't trying to knock on the guy, but you do have to, you know what I mean? Win ball games if you're a coach. That's what you got to do. So, I was just, wondering what y'all.
I think Finley should start, but I also think LSU going to run him off the field.
Do you? And it's at LSU, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that night? But LSU a mess, though, dog.
No, I mean, they didn't look half bad last week in Mississippi State.
Bro, Mississippi State threw the ball 50 times and had 200 yards.
Mike, who cares if they were averaging 2.5 yards per pass?
sound like Jalen hurt Jalen Waddle stat last week.
Mike,
12 catches for 58 yards. And I'm dead serious.
Yeah,
he ran a 5 yard outs the whole game.
Oh my god.
Mike Lee, think he playing the tiny Mike Lee. Man, if you don't get on out of here with that, man, get on out of here, man. I was throwing the ball all the time. Barely even scored. They came back at the end of the game, but I don't know. I think I'm going to just roll with Kevin Hanson. Don't nobody know nothing by now.
That's probably as nice as you can put it, too.
Sometimes that's just it, man. Sometimes you can't overanalyze stuff. And the thing about it is, I know we talking about it because we on a show. But honestly, I don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm a peek in now.
I'm watching because I was all going to lose, but that's the only reason I'm watching.
Of course, you're going to keep up with the score because that's just what we do. But
I know what you mean. Like, I ain't gonna be locked in like, the Bama and Ole Miss, and of course, right. Not like UGA and Arkansas. And I'm even watched that Florida and Kentucky game, hate a little bit.
Emory Jones been looking good the last few weeks.
I just say I'm a hate a little bit. I'm a hate a lot bit, actually. Go Cats.
Well, you sound like an alley cat.
Yeah. But nah, I feel y'all on that. Man. Hey,
Again, Mike.
What's that lady name on Boomerang?
Lady Eloise.
Oh man!
Mike ain't wearing no panties.
Oh man, y'all crazy. All right, man. So, yeah. All right, we're going to see. Listen, and hey, we're going to see what's up. You know, like I got, look, I'm with Kirby. So I got to say to my dogs, you're either elite or you're not.
There you go. I keep saying it every week. That's Georgia's best opportunity to win it. They better take care of business.
Man, shut up. Hey, don't worry about what going on between the heads.
Mike, he got a point with that one, though.
No, he don't. Kirby ain't going nowhere, and Nick Saban ain't getting no younger. The quicker he get on out the door.
Hey.
Shut up.
You don't know how long Nick gonna coach.
Man, I just talked to Nick.
Mike, out coach Kirby, man.
No, that ain't happening, Captain. Listen, don't worry about it. Them boy, hey, listen, don't worry about it. Hey, y'all seen Shane Beamer talking about Georgia defense?
Oh, yeah. No,
when that man asked him what was the scheme, that man said, they got about 105 stars on defense. Man, that thing's so funny. And boy said they got a 340-pound defensive lineman that can run better than anybody on this call. And boy said they filled down that thing with fun. And boy said, other than that, yeah. But so the NFL real quick, man. I got a couple of gripes, man. I just don't like how they doing these young QBs in the like, man. I know, yeah, they ain't been great, you know, they ain't look. But what y'all expect? And see, this the problem though. This the problem, cause everybody thinking it's just something new. Well, nah, you know, quarterbacks don't come in and sit no more. Okay, all right, you know what I'm saying. Dog, it's just sometimes, man, you got to let them go in there. Like Kevin be saying, you ain't going to win that. No way. Let the boys learn. Because, man, listen, man. Hey, when they get beat down like that, sometimes it's just like, man, you know what? You take the passion away from them. I'm worried about Wilson. The Jets.
Yeah.
Man, they killing that young man. Trevor Lawrence got 9 turnovers, 7 interceptions. Justin Field threw for 25 yards. Whatever.
It almost got killed.
Bro, he got sacked 9 times. Miles Garrett had 4.5. I thought he was gonna go get Derek Thomas for the single game, man. Jeez, but I just don't like the way people acting like they supposed to come out there and look like Brady and Manning and Rodgers or something like that. You know?
I don't think people really, really for real expect that. That's just people just needing something. Because there ain't no way you can tell me people really expect them boys to come out there and just everybody be Justin Herbert.
Yeah, like, man.
There's no way. Because, like, you got to think, like,
look what he got, though.
Justin Herbert came to a team,
yeah,
that was ready. You know what I'm saying? Ready to protect him. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of teams, like they draft these quarterbacks and they don't draft no offensive lineman. They don't sign an offensive lineman. Like these boys is out here.
They don't draft no running backs to help the quarterback.
Don't get me started on that.
But think about this though, Kevin. As far as Herbert go, he wasn't starting.
Right.
Tyrod just got hurt.
Right.
Exactly.
Baker Mayfield wasn't starting. Tyrod just got. Man, if I'm a rookie, I'm just playing.
Yeah, but just follow
Tyrod. but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, they gotta relax. You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody was hyped up, like kind of what you were saying, Q, with the basketball. They was hyped up over Justin Fields preseason. Bruh. Okay. Miles Garrett and them boys went to town on that man. You know what I'm saying? And people say it was the scheme, and it could have been. But that's why, if Andy Dalton, all right, put Andy Dalton back. I'm not saying I want to see Andy Dalton get hurt, but I'm just saying Andy Dalton, Andy Dalton was never great, but Andy Dalton serviceable, and he's what 10, 11 year vet in the NFL. I guarantee you, he know way more about this league. Now he ain't nowhere near talented as Justin Fields, but he know way more about this league than Justin Fields. I'm just saying.
But they got what you call it too.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles.
Well, see, the only problem with Nick Foles, you start Nick Foles, you're going to go to the Super Bowl, and then you're going to start doubting your quarterback. Then you start doubting your – do we even need this guy?
Yeah, because it seems like Carson Wentz that went downhill after that.
Listen, man, Nick Foles get in the game. Boy, he put that pressure on you. Nick Foles turned into doggone Joe Montana out there. Next thing you know, you in the Super Bowl and stuff like that, you know, but – nah, man, that just, you know, it bothered me when people, everybody want everything so fast and everybody, you know, chill out, man. Them boys gonna be all right, you know what I'm saying? And the New York Jets, I don't know, they just need Jesus, man, cause you draft quarterbacks, you don't have no weapons. It's just bad.
They ain't have a one, let him go, Robbie Anderson.
And look what him and Donna down there in Carolina doing work, getting good barbecue and stuff like that. Man, I end up doing work.
Man, the Jets the type of team that you really forget they in it. I can't remember that time I watched the Jets.
Dog. Bruh, I'm going to tell you this, no lie. I watched some of their game, one game last year because they was playing Denver and I wanted to see Jerry Jeudy. And Lawrence Cager was playing with the Jets. Yeah. And this year, I just, you know, wanted to see Zach Wilson because I never really seen a whole lot of him. And, I was excited because he can spin it, man. But, geez, you know, so.
Yeah
the Jets, they. Yeah, that's, you know. But that's my only thing, man, that little situation, and I gotta tip my cap, man. I don't like this dude. Ain't no fan, but Tom Brady, man, with the stuff that then came out in that book, man, I gotta tip my cap to that cat. Cause I might have been punched Bill Belichick in the face by
dude. I'd bust the office door down,
bro. He was doing that, man. Come on, man. That man is the Patriots.
Right.
And you treated that man like that man. But I got to tip my cap because you never heard anything. He always kept it about the business of winning. Yep. And I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? I can respect that. You know what I mean? Because, man, I don't know if I would have been able to be as professional as Tom, man. You know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Because... man, I mean, what else should he have had to do? You know what I'm saying?
Bill, like he one of them passive aggressive types anyway, with stuff like that.
You can't treat the cat like that, man. Like, you know what I mean? God, dog, man. But yeah, man, I do have to tip my cap to that man. It did. Just think about it. He was into all that and just winning Super Bowls, and then he leaves. And win the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. So, guess what? Bruh, I win. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got more Super Bowls than you because all the ones you got, I got. And I got another one. You know what I'm saying? But I do, man. That's what you call somebody who got a will to win. Didn't allow his feelings to get in it. You know what I mean? And that's tough. Like we were just talking about with Ben. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about with Ben Simmons. So, yeah. But other than that, the NFL been great. I've been having a lot of fun watching the NFL, man. Been some great games. Got to give Kevin some props early. Dak doing his thing. You said he was going to be the MVP. He doing his thing. Matt Stafford, I would say, you know, in that mix right now. He's been three games in. Kyler Murray.
That Matt Stafford thing don't surprise me at all. I've been told you, Matt. I think Matt, like, underrated quarterbacks in it, been that way.
Yep, he was just playing in Detroit.
Well, you know I don't disagree.
It was just a matter of time, bro.
You know I love Matt Stafford.
Why you don't disagree, Mike?
Man, it's just because. I just like Matt Stafford. That's it.
Wonder why.
Huge Detroit Lion fan, bro. But, yeah, nah. Hey, hey Kevin. Exactly. What you been calling this man his whole career? Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, the second greatest deep threat in NFL history.
And he missed him on one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, other than Randy Moss, there's never been a better deep threat than Deshaun Jackson.
He underestimated Deshaun. He threw that. He like, oh, okay. I'm tripping. he's like, oh, he's still fast. Yeah,
How long he been doing this?
Come on, man.
11th or 12th season right now?
Still doing it. It seemed like longer than that.
For real. It do. Yeah, man. He Matt pulled off on that first one and then looked like, oh, my bad, D-Jax. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's
man.
A dangerous combination too, because you know he can throw it just as far as Deshaun can run. So
man, and then you already know McVay over there just scheming up all kind of crazy stuff.
Then you
and,
got Cooper Kupp going crazy.
Listen, man, let me tell you something about this young man, Cooper Kupp, man. That's a bad boy.
Man.
That dude is a beast.
For real.
That dude, he nice, man. So,
sure.
Yeah.
He's my favorite player, as long as he get me 20 points every week.
Yeah, I've been having fun watching them, man. Kyler Murray, he's just a joy to watch. Oh, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been good. NFL been good, man. NFL been good. Jalen took one on the chin, but that's all right. He said he flushed it and moved on, bro. You don't sit there and let it sit in the toilet. You flush it and you move on. I like that right there, Jay.
I'm getting a little worried about my boy Smitty because of a couple of things that I saw. But I'm going to give it a little bit more time before I really do.
Now, here you go. See, here you go. Here you go. The man was just in college.
I'm saying before I get really worried, I'm going to give him a couple more games.
What is it?
Quickly before we go, Kevin, what is it?
I'm seeing him get beat up on the line like a lot. Like he ain't really able to get off the line late. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping they move him to the slide.
If he got to get coaching, they can scheme him out of that, though.
That's what I'm saying. And I ain't seeing that. That's a lot of Philadelphia problem is the offense they run. They think they can run 1,000 bubble screens and beat somebody. It ain't gonna work.
That too. But don't worry about Smitty. Now don't let me hear nothing negative come out your mouth again about Smitty.
Smitty, my dude, man.
Listen.
Smitty is in the same category with my boy Julio. Derrick Henry, them my boys right there. Now.
Let me tell you something. If he can't get out the line, don't you worry about it. Right? He gonna figure it out.
I'm just saying it's kind of I don't know if Trayvon Diggs just done went up against him so many times in practice that he just know how to back of hand or what. But he was manhandling my boy. I ain't really take too kindly to it.
I mean, and guess what?
They were playing in the SEC last year. They played each other for 3 years straight, Kevin, every day.
No, I'm just saying that ain't the only game I saw that. That's why I said it kind of worried me a little bit because I don't know if they're taking care of him the way they need to be and using them how they need to use them. It ain't necessarily him. It's just like I said, like they not, I don't feel like they're scheming it right.
See, this is why Q don't like you. This is why Q don't like you. No.
See what I be talking about, Mike?
Yeah, I see, bro. That's why Q don't like you, man.
Let me say this before I forget, before we get up out of here.
What up?
Shout out to Jamar Chase. Winning the offensive rookie of the year for the first rookie of the month for the first month of the season because they were giving him a hard time about all them drop balls and stuff at the beginning. He ain't dropping them.
He's dropping them right now, dog. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, for sure, man.
I guess so.
Look. And shout out to my man Brock Bowers, SEC Freshman of the Week.
Yeah, that boy be balling a little shot.
Yeah, he all right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, man. You know what I'm saying? If everything go how it go, we'll see y'all in the ATL. No more Smitty, so, you know.
What you talking about, Brian, in the East? In the dome?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Smitty gone. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Smitty love the ATL. But yeah, man, that's you know, it's NFL been good, man. It's been real good. Oh yeah, hey, before we go, what's up with this fantasy league though?
Hey man, if CD would have gave me anything, CD Lamb, if he would have got in the end zone and that deep ball that he caught tonight, I'd be sitting pretty.
Like that. That's what great teams do. We pull it out. That's what I'm saying. We find a way to win. Right?
About that at the end of the season.
Great teams find a way to win. Right? And see, you look, y'all ain't even see the fast when I pull. The shout out you just gave. Yeah. He get ready to eat. He getting ready to eat. You see him, don't you?
I pulled a fast one too.
What you done did?
Just watch when Trevor Lawrence have all these turnovers. I'm gonna point the defense again.
Yeah, I respect that.
Hey, Kevin, I just did the same thing with the defense, the Jets playing.
Boy, I saw that. I was like, man, look at him. Yeah. Because Zach Wilson out there making pancakes, baby. Yes, sir. All right, man. So, I ain't got nothing else, man. Y'all got anything?
Nah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, that was another episode. Relax and take notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, Q. You know, I'm running the fantasy league for those out there, you know, challenging that thing. That was another episode, man. Once again, peace and positivity, man. Everybody chill. You know what I'm saying? It's about time to start fixing some hot chocolate and things like that. Sit down somewhere and eat and watch ball game. But we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Roll Tide.
Ha, 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 ha.